Washington and Moscow seem to be moving closer to a deal on missile defense as President Bush prepares for a visit by Russia's President Putin this month. Negotiators are trying to resolve a dispute over a Cold War treaty that prohibits development of missile defenses, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Proponents of missile defense see September 11th as a stark reminder of how vulnerable the United States is to missile threats. Undersecretary of State John Bolton said this week he's convinced the terrorists would have used nuclear weapons had they had access to them. Many Russians draw a different lesson from September 11th. They argue that an anti-missile shield would be useless against suicidal hijackers. Nevertheless, it seems Russia has come to accept the fact that the Bush administration is bent on developing a missile defense. Analyst Sergei Kataganov, reached in his Moscow office, says the mood there is changing.
There is a much more relaxed attitude now. Most people believe here that, I mean, for the foreseeable future, even the Americans are test new technologies, there will be no possibility to build up a robust ABM system which could threaten Russian deterrence capability.
But he says Russia is looking for a compromise. And that was a major theme of yesterday's talks between Russia's Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov and Secretary of State Colin Powell. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld flies to Moscow later today to follow up. Russia wants big cuts in U.S. and Russian nuclear arsenals. President Bush's National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice cautioned the numbers will depend not on negotiations, but on a Pentagon review now in its final stages.
We really believe the old arms control agreements, in which you had to match warhead for warhead, system for system, ignoring geography, ignoring history, ignoring the threats around you, was the old way of thinking about this. We think that the best way to do this, and the President said it several times, is to ask the Pentagon to review America's needs for deterrence.
Another part of the dispute is the future of the anti-ballistic missile treaty. Ivanov still insisted yesterday that the ABM remains the guarantor of strategic stability. Rice stopped short of saying the administration would simply withdraw from the treaty, as administration officials have repeatedly warned in the past. She said only the treaty is no longer appropriate and constrains U.S. efforts to explore the possibilities of a missile defense system. Andrew Cutchins of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the Bush administration would go a long way toward accommodating the Russians by agreeing to keep the ABM in place for the time being and simply modify it to allow needed testing. He says with Russia and the United States cooperating in the war on terrorism, there are opportunities for a more substantial partnership.
Mr. Putin has been, he's been playing his cards cool as cat for the last several months. I mean, not only on the, you know, the missile defense issue, and the more forthcoming comments he's made about NATO and NATO expansion and the role for NATO, I think that Mr. Putin has moved closer to the position that it's important for the Russian Federation to cooperate and effect bandwagon together with the United States.
Both sides are hoping a missile defense deal can be announced when President Putin visits President Bush's ranch 2 weeks from now, though Condoleezza Rice says no one should expect a particular deal at a particular time. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.